Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Ah, Little Victories. My little victory is that yesterday I went to a loom and I got microneedling done. I don't know. What, I can't tell you the medical stuff behind it. I don't know.
Why are your hands so majestic right now?
I don't know why.
Was it that magical?
I don't know why I'm being dramatic, but I am. Here I am. I don't know. I got microneedling done, so my skin is going to be smooth, and I'm going to keep getting this done. It's like a pin, and they inject like hyaluronic acid. It helps your collagen come back. I don't know. I'm excited. So
now that you mention it, I know you said just like, I don't feel like anything. To me, as somebody that looks at you every day, like your face has this different glow to it.
Thank you.
What it's supposed to do?
Yes. Because it's the moisture, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's moisturized. Thank you, DZ.
Do your thing with the moisture.
Thank you. So yeah, I'm going to go back for some more, but I did microneedling yesterday. Little victories. I see what you're saying. My forehead, the light's shining off of it.
Yeah, the light's shining differently. There's then a different glow off of the front of your face.
See? So it is working. Yes.
Nice.
All right. Anyway, what's your little victory?
Your little victory is better than mine because I'm just happy I'm about the car, man. People were on one this morning.
Why?
Dude,
attitudes.
Between getting cut off, people driving slow, and not knowing how to merge onto the dang highway from the off ramp. Please get out of my way.
DZ, the driving is worse than ever. And I mean, just like you said, people.
Why?
Upset, either riding your tail for no reason, trying to get around you. Like, people are angry.
And it's like, dog, please just.
I mean, there's reasons to be, but.
Sure.
But not on the road. It has nothing to do with y'all.
But
Come on. Most
mornings are pretty tame for me. I feel like my trip into work is low key. I normally don't stress like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, the little victory is, though, I ain't going to let it set the precursor for the rest of my day because everybody was on one this morning and it felt like they was trying to get me on one and I ain't going to let it happen.
It's dark out. Mm. It's cold this morning. Mm-hmm. And so everybody might be in. And it's what day of the week? Wednesday.
You know what?
It's like the middle of the week. What are you excited about? You know what I mean? It's just that one of those days. So
you're right.
I'm not making excuses for their bad behavior. I'm just saying that's probably why they were all acting crazy this morning.
You helped make it make sense, though, because I was like, what's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all, man? ¿Qué les pasa?
Little victories. Yeah. What's wrong with you? Hey, the question of the day is coming up next.
Okay.
Get ready. And we still have all of those tickets to the the haunted houses. We're sending you to Hill Has Eyes and Cirque du Soleil tickets. Those are at 8:40.
Twas the night.
Yeah. The haunted house tickets are at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk. And Am I the Jerk involves cup holders today.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. Question of the day's next. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Do you believe in fortune cookies? And why? Because I sure don't anymore.
Anymore?
Anymore.
Did you before?
I did until Tuesday night.
Oh, what happened?
I went to Panda Express with my kids. I was so excited.
Ooh, I love me some Panda.
And I opened up my fortune cookie, which I look forward to every time.
Every time.
I don't eat the cookie. I just like the fortune.
Wasn't it? Well, I got a thought.
The fortune said, your passionate heart will meet a matching flame today.
Okay.
And I got really excited.
Duh. You're going to meet your boo.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm the only one who got that one. I have a passionate heart. Like, it's going to happen. I'm going to meet my twin flame today.
It's going to happen.
And then it didn't happen. So I don't believe in fortune cookies anymore, and I'm a little upset. So do you? 414-533-1037. No, really. Do you just look at them and go, there's 17 of these? The same ones over and over. Because
no.
Let's be real, you get the same fortunes sometimes if you go to the same restaurants.
I haven't always had the same fortunes.
Okay.
I've been fortunate to not get a lot of the same fortunes. And I tend to actually believe in fortune cookies.
I get excited when I get them. That's why I'm sad it didn't happen.
I don't necessarily invest too much thought into, oh, this is going to be facts.
Well, I don't either until I want it to be
until
a
you
fact.
Want it to, until you want it to be like, I remember one that said, from Panda Express, coincidentally said, You're going to be a star in the future. And I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Look at you eating it up. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I love it. Oh,
and look
it.
At you now.
And look at me now.
Yeah, but think of all the 300 people who got that one who didn't turn into anything.
Yeah, but it was for me. Yeah, but
it was
for me.
It was meant for you.
But no, I genuinely actually think that fortune cookies have something as far as it means something in your soul.
Mm.
The energy that you craft for. But there's a problem that you made, which is why you didn't meet your twin flame.
What's the problem?
You didn't eat the fortune cookie.
Oh, I never eat it.
Without taking at least a little bite, a little nibble, that
no
fortune
kidding.
Isn't yours. It came
really?
Out the cookie. The paper was touching that cookie. They are bonded. If you don't lick the cookie,
come
at least,
on.
You got to at least lick the cookie. The cookie has to be in your mouth to the palate.
At least a tiny bit. I didn't meet my twin flame because I didn't eat the cookie?
All you did was read the fortune?
That sounds
of
so bad.
Of course. You got to ingest the fortune.
Dude, go to line 3. I need backup. I don't believe you.
I don't
know if you're right about this.
Hello, Kiss. Who's this?
Who is this?
Danielle and Butler.
Thank God.
Oh, snap. Hold on. Let's
please
get you
agree
right,
with me.
Hold on. Let's get you right, Danielle.
We're talking about if you believe in fortune cookies or not, because mine lied to me at Panda Express on Tuesday and said I was going to meet my twin flame, and I didn't.
Theme songs.
And it said today.
I always have to match up like a lucky number or something like that on the bottom. I'm like, if one of those numbers match, then I'm a little bit more hopeful for it.
There needs to be a sign that your fortune's going to work.
If the lotto numbers ain't yours, it ain't going to
hit. When I was like super little, that you have to eat the whole fortune cookie before for the fortune to come true.
I was told that you had to eat the cookie for the fortune to come true. That's
really?
Why I was like, you at least got to lick the cookie because I ain't going to pause. Because I.
I don't eat them anymore because I don't like the taste of them.
Well, they're so bland now that we have all this obnoxiously sugary food
mm-hmm.
in society. Fortune
right.
cookies don't have a lot of flavor. That used to be flavor to us.
They used to be delicious.
They
I
used
ain't gonna
to be.
Lie.
Now
but
we
no,
have too many flavors.
You got to at least crack a little corner off and like just nibble on it just because if not, the fortune ain't really for you. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I did throw the cookie out just in case. I didn't want the boys to eat it.
And them meet their
and
twin
ruin
flame?
My fortune.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, Danielle, I did need to go to Walgreens that night to get my prescription. So I pulled up to the drive-thru and the pharmacist came over who was a female. And I went, well, this isn't going to work. And this is my twin flame.
So the next person you saw, you was like, is it you?
It was the only one I saw. And so I'm looking her dead in the eyes like, is it you?
Is it you? You trying to lustfully look at her?
Dude, she gave me my prescription and then I hit the button and again. I go, is that it? She goes, that's it.
You want nothing else? You nothing to say to me? You want to say love you? Or ask me out? I don't
anything?
Know. A spark. Did you feel anything? Did you feel anything? Question. Did you feel anything on that transaction just now?
All right, fine. Danielle says only believes the fortune cookie if they have a lucky number on them. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
A lot of numbers
got
it.
Then be a little bit more hopeful for it.
Okay, fine. They're motivational quotes, let's be real.
At the end of the day, yeah. We know what it is.
But I did not mean my twin flame.
And there's like 25 other ones in the same bag.
No, but you know you always pick the one that you're drawn to when there's a whole stack of them. You're like, no. That one's mine. That one's mine.
And even though they lied to me, I'm going back to Panda Express. That's all. Have a great day, Danielle.
Thanks. Bye. Love you guys.
I love you back.
Love you too. Somebody said the fortune cookie messages are just there for entertainment, but if you relate to it, it might come true, but it could be a pile of poop just because of that dumb sentence, Carl and Indy. Carl, you know.
So it sounds like Carl technically does believe
Carl's
in fortune cookies.
Carl's saying it works if you want it to work. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Okay, fine. Well, it said today on my fortune cookie. Do you guys believe in fortune cookies? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Do you believe in fortune cookies? Because mine lied to me the other day and now I'm out.
You
no
didn't
longer.
Eat the fortune, I'm convinced.
You're probably right. I went to Panda Express. It said my passionate heart was going to meet a matching flame today, and then I didn't.
And maybe
now I'm upset.
Now maybe the tech at Walgreens just didn't say anything, and she did feel some
maybe
connection.
Maybe there was a guy there that day, and he was sick.
No, I thought it was a girl. Like maybe she just didn't want to say something because she was like, "No, that was too much of a spark."
Oh,
maybe
you think
she
my
got
twin
nervous.
Flame is a female. Probably not.
Doesn't mean it's romantic.
Fair. You know? That's fair. Could be a friend. Now we're reaching.
Now we're really reaching
to make fortune cookies real. Let's go to Julia and Franklin. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Julia. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Do you believe in fortune cookies? Because I don't. Yeah.
I can't say I do because I just don't eat them.
Why?
You know, they're not my thing. Like, we get them for my husband because my husband will have like 5 after a whole Chinese meal.
Yeah, he's trying to get all the fortune.
They put one for everybody, and then one person eats them.
Nobody
all.
Else eating them. Why not?
Yep. I don't eat them, so I can't say that I deserve the cosmic energy. I don't like them.
Oh, she just doesn't like them.
Did she say toxic energy?
Cosmic.
No,
cosmic. Oh, I got
it. Like the brownie.
You're really? I was going to be offended,
like
even though I have
brownie.
Nothing.
I mean, well, it made it make sense, didn't it?
Cosmic brownies, I knew exactly what
I eat. Those I found.
Our dog.
Touche. All right. Thanks for calling, Julia. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. We should put fortunes in the
cosmic? I'm back.
We should put fortune cookies in the cosmic brownies. No, that's an idea.
That's so funny. Megan from Menominee Falls texted in at 414-533-1037. She said, if you want to try something hilarious, I've heard this. Read the fortune cookie and finish the sentence with in bed.
Oh,
I feel like that's an old thing.
That's that. Yeah, that's old.
We used
old.
To
that's
do
old.
That when we were kids.
These
like,
kids don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to meet my plane. Never mind. Go to Wayland.
He was about to.
Never mind. It's not a thing. Go to Wayland
this
morning
in
Wabaca.
Morning, Wayland Youngin.
Are you still alone?
No, my mom came back.
Oh,
hey,
shoot.
Chaya.
I mean, hey, Mom. We were enjoying talking to Waylon when you ran the baby into daycare.
He's so mature. He said, it's just Waylon.
He was very polite when we answered the phone, Mom.
Got a good kid, Mom. No worries.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
Waylon, do you believe in fortune cookies? Come on.
I can't really say if I do because I am actually allergic to them.
What?
You're allergic to them?
No. What? Mom, what?
Yeah, I am.
Oh!
How are you allergic, though,
like,
Poppy?
You can't even touch them?
So, there's dyes in them.
Uh-huh.
And I can't have them because I get super crazy nuts.
Got it. Yeah. Like most kids.
Like most kids.
Yeah, but he's more allergic to them. Like, crazier. Yeah.
Do you read the fortune at all?
Sometimes.
Okay.
So he can't really believe it because he can't eat the cookie either.
It's fine. Yeah. Listen, Teddy and Muskego texted in and said, Marnin, fortune cookies are as true as a woman saying I'm fine.
Teddy, goodbye.
Teddy, goodbye.
Waylon,
love you.
Later, bud.
Last but not least, let's go to John and Mequon. I cannot with you guys.
Oh, John and Mequon.
Hi, John.
Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Somebody just texted in and said, girl, you got to eat the cookie before you read the fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Our fortune cookies, you believe in them? Mine screwed me.
John, what's up?
Come on.
Well, I agree with the text you read that says the same thing with a woman says fine. I don't believe them.
Teddy.
So no. Good talk.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? on Kiss FM.
Well, we're not going to make it worse, I don't think.
No, no.
But we might, anyway.
We'll try our hardest, or our maybe not the hardest, but we'll try not to.
The problem today is buying a gift for your significant other when they manage the money, mm-hmm. and you don't have separate accounts, which is very common in a lot of marriages.
Yeah.
I've watched my parents. I remember my mom did it forever. Now my dad does it.
Yeah.
I've seen them change hands depending on the circumstances.
The ebb and flow of it.
Yeah, so I don't know. Everybody's got their own thing, though. What's the problem?
I'd say in marriages, somebody's always better at handling the money than the other.
Sure.
Right?
Both should know what's going on, I feel like.
That part, for sure.
Even if one is managing it, which is fine, you should both know.
Everybody should know what's going on.
I agree, but yes.
This one came in on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Feel free to hit us on Facebook, me or Allie, you know what I'm saying? Or email dz@1037kissfm.com. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
She goes, my husband and I have our 20th anniversary coming up.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Valerie says, I want to surprise him with an espresso machine.
Mm.
He's been wanting it for ages.
Nice.
Here's the problem, though. He handles our finances, so normally a purchase of this size would go through him.
Right.
I've thought about just buying it right before our anniversary and hoping that he doesn't notice the charge.
Right.
But we both have alerts set to our transaction, so that's close to impossible.
So they know when each other. She's like, oh, you're at Chick-fil-A, aren't you?
Ding.
Uh-huh. I see ya.
You better bring me some nuggets. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, Polynesian sauce. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh,
she said, that's close to impossible. They both got alerts set on their devices, whatever, right, for transactions. She said, I don't know how to keep it a surprise. Plus, I don't know how to keep a surprise.
What's
the best way to pull this off?
Same.
Help me out.
Okay, so you've been married for 20 years. You want to spend a few hundred on something, and you
espresso
know he would notice.
Aren't cheap.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm thinking espresso machine, you want a nice one, got to be like $400.
Mm-hmm. And
so
you don't want him to know.
Right, you want it to be a surprise, right? Right?
So hard, yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, do you and Aaron have separate accounts or one big one?
We do have separate accounts, mm-hmm. but we kind of interchange money pretty openly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, her check goes to hers, you know, my checks come to mine. And you
never had one account.
When we need to mix and merge, but we know we haven't had any joint accounts.
You've never had a joint account. That's interesting.
As
a married couple.
She's technically on my account. She's joint on my account.
So you have a joint one.
I'm not joint on her account.
That's hysterical.
She's making her own money.
I knew Aaron.
I'm making our money.
You know what, Aaron? My girl. I know you're listening.
She's
right
smart,
now.
Bro. She's really
like, I'm
smart.
On his account and mine. Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. What? And Starbucks is connected to his account.
This is hysterical. Well, when I was married, and even before I got married, we had a joint account.
Yeah.
Okay, we decided to merge our finances before we got married because we knew we wanted to be together,
right.
Allegedly. And then
when
we were engaged, we decided that's when we merged our accounts.
Okay, bet.
So I don't know how people that don't have separate accounts and joint accounts or whatever, how they do this. I don't know how you would buy all this. A big gift like that for hundreds if you have, you know, like them, where he manages it.
And if
she's screwed. I don't know what the advice is.
And you're 20 years deep. You've already, like, found your flow. So it's not like you're going to be able to, like,
change.
Hey, let me get $500 real quick.
It's not necessary. Don't mess with it,
Don't mess with the flow of what you got going, but what mm-hmm. you could do, and my only piece of advice for you, ask somebody to buy it for you.
That's what I was going to say.
Ask
someone to borrow money until you can then get the money out of the account.
You know what I'm saying? Make it the surprise. Go, hey, girl, ask your bestie. Be like, hey, girl, hey, Allie, can you buy this for me? I'm going to send you the link.
Or spot me the money, and then I'll pay you back.
You feel me? Like, you able to hold me down? I want to surprise my boo. And then once you give him the surprise, you go, hey, now we owe Allie $500, though, because she bought it for us. So, you know what I'm saying? Give her the money. Surprise!
That's so funny. Now pay Allie.
Surprise! Because here's the thing. The money is going to
really
be
funny.
Spent regardless, but she wants it to be a surprise. It's not an issue that the purchase is being made. She just doesn't want the purchase to be found out.
Mm. Beth in Greenfield texted in. She said, when my brother wants to get my sister-in-law a gift that she wouldn't see, he has me buy it and then reimburses me later.
Yep.
Same thing you're saying. She could have a friend or family member do the same thing. That's kind of fun. But then it feels, you want to feel like you bought it from your heart.
It.
Well, you did, but you know what I mean.
Here's the thing. Otherwise, you have to say, hey, listen, Don't monitor the account for the next 24 hours. You will know why soon. And he better be chill with it. Like you better be able to go, hey, Poppy, don't check the account because I'm buying something that I don't want you to know about.
Totally.
And if he's too nosy and can't not, that's on him. Mm-hmm. That's on him. But if you genuinely want to surprise him, that's the only way to go about it. Because otherwise, if you go to the bank and pull out cash, your husband's going to go,
Why are you pulling out all this money? Karen from West Bend said the same thing. Have someone else purchase it and then reimburse them. Okay, so let's say for fairness, what if she doesn't have anyone that has the type of money? You're just assuming we can go, hey, can I have 400? Like, you have to assume
20
someone,
years married, that's her only
you
friend.
You would think.
Her husband is her only friend 20 years married.
We're going to assume for the show.
For the sake of argument.
For the sake of the show.
She ain't got nobody.
This is way too... She would have said that if she could have had somebody buy it.
That's true. You know what?
Think about it.
She wouldn't have been writing an ad. Val wouldn't have been hitting us up if she had somebody to buy it because somebody would have already offered.
Jamie, you know, Creek had a good idea. Jamie said, good morning. I would take a picture of it, put it in a card or a bag, and then just purchase it afterwards.
Ooh.
But then what if they're like, I don't want it?
She says he's been wanting it for ages. That's cute. Actually, you know what? We're coming up with better ideas. I like that.
Saying, just have someone buy it. She would do that, we think.
Now, everybody, let's take that out of our brain. Everybody.
What now?
Mind
no
wipe.
Friends with $400. How does she buy her husband a gift when they have a joint account and he manages the money? How?
She ain't got no friends. Not an option. What? What now?
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so she wants to know how to buy her husband a gift because they've been married. They're about to hit their 20-year anniversary.
Yep, yep.
And he's always managed the money. And so she's like, how do I spend a few hundred on this espresso machine and him not know? Everybody's saying have somebody buy it. Well, we're going to assume she doesn't have that in her life.
That's out of the equation.
And
what else you got?
Let's not forget, you don't know if somebody has $400 and how embarrassing if they don't.
Dog.
Or like you ask somebody for that? Come
that's
on.
A valuable point. You look at somebody, you ask your good friend, hey, you think you'll spot me $400 or $500? And they go, ooh, I ain't got that.
Well, Rich is in Greenfield. Let's see what his idea is for this couple. Hi, Rich. Good morning.
What up, man? Hey, good morning, y'all. Good morning, y'all.
Morning, man. Holla at us.
What's the solution today?
All right, so here's something I've done before for my wife, because we also have shared accounts, and I do this especially around her birthday or for Mother's Day. What I do is I take out the money, and I give the money and I tell her, hey, I'm letting so-and-so borrow this money, and they're going to go ahead and pay me back.
In reality, he's just taking money out to go buy stuff for her.
So wait, and she doesn't care when you loan people you guys' money?
No, she obviously does. But
I was about to say. DZ shaking his head like no. And
they
I'm
clearly
like,
got
yes,
that relationship.
But once in a while.
If you're able to lend somebody money.
Don't come home
freely.
All the time and say, I gave somebody money today because hell no, you lost me at that. But for once in a while.
If Rich is a loan shark, let him be.
Right. No, you're right, fine. Once in a while.
Right, yeah.
Fair
like,
enough.
Hey, you know, like, hey,
he said, Allie, I've been in Pato all weekend. Leave me alone.
He's coming back with interest.
Right, you know.
I don't mind where Rich
it's
is coming from. He's going, you know what? I'm going to throw her off the scent even because he's going, this money's gone and
smart.
It's going to, you know, Joe Schmo. He's going to pay me back in a month.
Well,
nope,
and Rich, everybody's
birthday.
Listening using these ideas right now, by the way. Everybody's going to soak
Hundo
these
P.
up for their significant other this
yes,
year.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, really catches them off guard because, A, they're going to be they're going to be like, wow, why are you letting somebody borrow our money, especially
sure.
around, you know, my birthday or around this holiday?
Right.
You know, like, and then, voila, you pop out with
flip
this,
it.
They're going to
yeah.
be like, wow.
Oh, my God.
Holy
my God. You love me so much. Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what? Somebody actually texted in a way better idea. So
dang,
hold on.
Rich.
I'll tell you what they said if nobody else on the phone says it. How's that?
All right, word.
I'm
hurt.
Actually really impressed by this idea that somebody texted in. Thank you for calling Rich the Loan Shark.
The Loan Shark.
The Loan Shark. Have a good one. Thank
Bye.
You very much.
Love, man. Peace.
Well,
man.
And as he was talking, Brandon and Tosa texted in and said, yeah, that's a good idea. But wait till you hear the one somebody else texted in. I'm actually impressed with this one. Allison and Racine swears nobody has said her idea.
Okay.
So let's find out.
Find out.
I want to know what it is. She's like, nobody said it yet.
You better be right.
Allison.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Potty Mouth.
Ooh.
Got suspended for saying naughty words. Now you're back. All right, Allison, what should they do?
Okay, so something that I have done with my ex-husband as well as my current one. because we always share accounts. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you get alerts, you see the stuff. However, yeah. you can go to the ATM and pull out $20, and they're going to say, oh, they pulled out $20.
Yep.
And okay, I had to run and get this, get that, pay this, whatever.
This is exactly what somebody texted in.
Yes,
you do that every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is where you have to plan ahead, though, because if you're doing a big purchase and you're not someone who normally pulls out $100,
that's smart.
You got to pull out $20 each time.
Oh, this is
you just got to keep getting cash back.
Okay, so the woman who wrote in wants to know how to get her husband of 20 years a present when he manages the money. And this is genius. And somebody else texted in and the same thing. She could take 40 out at a time or do cash back. Smaller increments over time and he won't tell.
40, 50.
Exactly.
Smart.
Grab a hundo. Smart. Be like, oh, I spent $100 at Walmart today.
But you do have to plan ahead, like DZ said, and you have to be really, like, you have to do this like 2 months in advance.
Think about it, though. Yeah. Say you go to Walmart, right? Mm-hmm. You grab a pack of gum for $2, $3.
And you get cash back.
You get $100.
You bought the chicken.
You think you bought $100 worth of stuff at Walmart.
He doesn't know.
He don't know. He don't care. He's going, oh, for sure, Walmart.
You know what? The women and men everywhere are listening to this going, forget gifts. I'm just going to go spend money without them knowing.
Right. Y'all are let's not be shiesty.
Well,
right?
My idea was going to be get a credit card they don't know about. Ruin your credit. Don't tell them, but get them the espresso
and
machine.
And your marriage?
And your marriage. Both of it at once.
Secret credit cards. I'm in. No, you know what? I'm in. Allison.
That was genius, though, Allison. Hey, that's a good solution.
I have done that, like I said, my whole life. I've done that for 9 years. My husband has no idea that I do it. And he is a person, the biggest problem is trying to even surprise him because he's one of those that goes and talks about it.
Yeah.
And then I'll be saving money. And then 2 months later, he'll show up with it. And I'm like, darn you.
Man, he'll buy it himself and be like, oh, I was talking about it so much, I bought it.
That's annoying, too. That's a separate problem.
Is.
All right, Allison. Thanks for calling.
Bye, guys. Love you both. Have a great day.
Bye. Bye.
Somebody said, take out the cash. And if he asks, tell him, don't worry about it.
That's what I would do, low key. I'd be like, what'd you spend $500 on? Don't worry about it.
See, and somebody actually took my bad advice, which was go to a store that offers credit cards, open an account, buy it, and pay it off after. You guys, I was joking when I said get a card they don't know about and ruin your marriage.
What'd you start?
I was kidding.
What'd you start,
damn,
girl?
Man, what does Lisa in West Dallas want? Does she have anything to add to this?
Better be better than your advice.
We're talking about this woman who wrote in, wants to get her husband an espresso machine after 20 years of marriage, but he manages all their money so he would see it.
Ooh,
Lisa, you have anything better than what we got? Because I like to take small increments out.
That's genius.
Over time.
Not as genius.
And use it on yourself.
Well, not that genius anymore.
Ain't nobody got time to do this like 100 times to take out $20. Listen, y'all.
Fair.
I've been married 18 years with my spouse 21. Mm-hmm. We go with honesty is key. Yeah, you may not know what your spouse is buying for you, but just say, hey, babe, I took out $400. It's for your gift. Don't worry about it.
Lisa's like, saying just keep it honest. Wow.
You know what I was going to say?
It ruins the surprise, though.
Yeah. No, it's still a surprise. You know your boo's getting you something for your 20th.
Right.
People take big old trips and talk about
true.
It. What's $400?
True. What's the
true.
Difference? And here's what I was going to say, G. You don't buy it. You wait. On the day of your anniversary, you go, ooh, I got to run to Target real quick, grab a couple things before we go to dinner. And then when you pull the cart up and go drop that espresso machine in the cart, he's going to go,
boom.
What?
Rick from Milwaukee.
Yeah, we're buying it.
Listen, Rick from Milwaukee texted in, just like you, DZ. He said, I buy a pack of gum and get 100 cash back at Walmart or Target.
That's smart.
Every time I see 102 in the next relationship at Walmart, I'm going to be like, you bought a pack
of gum. Pack of gum.
And $100. Where's the hundy?
Where's the hundy?
Where's the hundy?
You're not wrong.
Oh, our special guest is on the phone, ready to go with ammunition for Am I the Jerk?
Ooh, let's get it. Hold
we
on,
have a
hold
guest
on.
Caller this morning who happily is going to ask if they're the jerk with their real voice.
With their chest, too.
I can't wait.
Hold on, though.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Before we get into who the guest is and what the Am I the Jerk is, we got to talk about this bike drive.
Yeah, we got to remind y'all.
Wow. Okay, so we've actually been planning this for months, and it snuck up on us, and it's go time now, man.
Well, it's been behind the scenes, and then all of a sudden, it was like, bam, let's do it now.
We were like, wait, it's already October?
We do.
Yeah. So we wanted to do a bike drive, and we want to collect 1,037 bikes for 103.7, right? 103.7, you
Kiss
get the picture.
FM, duh.
So that's the goal.
Yes.
And I brought in one of Hudson's old bikes, which was Owen's before that, my children. And when you're cleaning out the garage, don't get rid of the bikes. Save them for the day we're going to be out. out on October 25th, right on Miller Parkway at Pick and Save. You can just pull up, drop off the bikes, and leave. Or you can pull up and hang out. I don't care. But we're doing a bike drive, and we have a goal, and we want to help kids. Because not only does it help people get around town if they don't have a car, but it also is something that every kid should be entitled. They should have a bike.
It's transportation. It's exercise. It's a leisure activity. It's something you can do as a family. And no, they're not cheap.
So anybody who's trying to buy, I tried to go buy me, Hudson, and Owen bikes. I went, this is going to cost $1,000 for all three of us. I thought, what?
Yeah.
So a bike drive, I feel like, is one of those areas where we got to help out. Because some of you have 7 bikes in your garage. Time to let them go and give them to people who need them.
That part. Well, and you grow out of a bike. You stop using it. Something will happen to it. And you're like, oh, well, the brakes are finicky. And rather than getting it fixed and doing something, you just let it sit.
Yep.
And it start getting all cobwebbed up and dusty. And it's in the shattered garage.
I totally took for granted all the bikes in my garage till I had to go buy new ones. And I went, oh, geez.
Yeah, we were going through the garage last night, actually. And we went, I was like, oh, bet. This Easy Strider for a tiny toddler, the ones that both of our boys, 2 and 4, have now outgrown.
Yeah.
That's going to the bike drive. A little kid is going to learn how to ride a bicycle and love that.
Mm-hmm.
We also got bikes that are too dang big that people have given us that we're like, bruh, our kids are not going to use these for the next 10 years.
We don't need these.
We don't need these bikes.
I know. I gave you bikes that your kids cannot use. And by the time Sammy and Danny are big enough for the bikes I gave you, they're going to be totally different. Bikes are going to be totally different anyway.
We don't have hover bikes at that point.
You're going to have an electric bike at that point.
You feel me?
That's so funny.
I ain't going to lie. Oh, the bike you gave me is definitely
you can totally
donated.
Donate it. Because you know what? Donated. I wouldn't even remember what I gave it to you, to be quite honest.
It kind of looks like that other one.
I do. It probably does. I want to say no electric bikes, though. We're not taking electric, right?
Yeah, electric is hard. No
but
electric bikes.
We're taking bicycles.
Yes.
This is our bike drive, October 25th at Pick and Save, right on Miller Parkway. It's now called Brewers Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Go Brew Crew, by the way. But that's the plan, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Correct. October 25th. Put it on your calendars. Mm-hmm.
It's Owen's birthday and OG Lori's birthday as well.
So you know that it's a double, triple up day because we're going to be donating bikes. Bikes and birthdays that
day. If I can work on my son's 14th birthday, you can donate a bike.
Ooh.
I don't know why I said that all dramatically, like I'm not going to see him.
But not... You better clock it.
You ready for Am I the Jerk? Our caller's probably going to be so upset they're still waiting. No, they're not.
I think it's worth it because this is a personal gripe and they've been waiting.
This Am I the Jerk is going to trigger people and it's, hi, I'm people.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This caller does not need to be in the Kissmas Protection Program. In fact, she's going to say it with her chest. So please pull up to the show. Saucy Sandra. And she's going to trigger me because today's Am I the Jerk involves cup holders and the middle console in a car and who owns it.
Okay. Okay.
And listen, girl, I am not the jerk.
Okay. Well,
she said,
obviously.
Let me preface.
Obviously, you're not the jerk.
Let me set the scene, okay?
Tell us. Saucy, go at it. You're out of the gates. Go.
Okay. So every day, I let the other guy drive the CV. Now,
you're a landscaper. Let's start with there.
I'm a landscaper.
Working with all these guys, Mm-hmm.
So the CV has 3 cup holders.
Work truck.
So a really big center console.
Got it.
The guy that drives says the whole center console is his.
No.
I don't get any of it.
Like arm space and cup holders, all included.
He says
all of it.
You can't even
put... And on top of that, he even told me the other day that in airplanes, the middle person gets both armrests. I'm like, you are so ridiculous. Anyway.
Oh, he said the person on an airplane gets... Okay, now you're pushing
it. My man got
it.
Different
on.
Logic. He's got
Thank
different
you.
Logic.
These are different arguments, though.
Yeah,
because
true.
Because I might
true.
Fight the airplane one. But this one
yes,
is...
Yes, I'll digress
this
on that one.
This one is something, when you told us you had an Am I the Jerk, I was like, Saucy, we got to have you on for this, because it wasn't even the console that set me off. It was when he said you couldn't have any of the cup holders, because, girl... Let me tell you, I have 2 cup holders in my center console. And I, even though I always have 2 drinks, water and Diet Coke, always.
Or coffee as well.
And coffee sometimes. I will pull one out for my children. My children!
You give them a cup holder?
If they need one, because there are 2, and let's be real, it's not fair to make the person. No, they should get one. DZ.
No. DZ. Hold on. I got questions because normally we don't have the person that's the subject of Am I the Jerk on the line to, you know, ask and divulge information from. Mm-hmm. Saucy, is there cup holders in the door or the handle anywhere else in the vehicle that you could possibly?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so the cup holders in the door are kind of really junky.
They suck. Oh, but there are cup holders.
They're just a wide open space, and you really can't fit your cup in.
Nope.
Now,
unless you got the swim bottle.
I will give this information. I, like Allie, have two drinks.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay, so you're a multiple drink person.
That there's three cup holders. Why does he need one?
Maybe they're a multiple drink person, too.
Come on.
However, I will always hold my coffee in my hand.
Okay.
And then my water cup.
This is so what I do with my kids. I'm driving
with
the coffee.
I will put that into the cup holder.
Yep.
He'll get in the car when he's moving the trailer or moving the truck to get closer to where we are to pick up the stuff.
Sure.
And my drink will dump out of the cup holder, and he tells me, well, it's your fault because it's all mine. It's not even yours. Shouldn't even have your cup there.
Wait, is he dumping it on purpose or is he just like driving crazy and it shifts and falls?
It shook.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Hold on.
And
it falls.
Saucy. Okay, so the question is he the jerk for using the center console and all three cup holders? He claims that that's all his and your work truck, and I'm like, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, my guy.
And he takes control of the radio.
Saucy, I think you're about to hate me, Sauce.
So he's trying to control you.
He's not the jerk.
Yes.
Get out of my studio.
No,
I say it now like DZ doesn't work here. I'm like, I can't stand
go
here
home.
Anymore. Go
I'm
home.
Like, oh, thank God. Bye.
Come back when
Bye.
You have a better idea.
Oh, yes. I get to
a
leave
better
early.
Better answer.
My plan worked out. Off day. No, but hear me out. Sauce.
DZ.
He's driving.
I'm hearing you.
Every single day.
At
the trailer is an issue. Driving with anything hitched is hard. This man is already stressed in his life.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God.
All he's saying is, I need my stress-free zone being the console where my drinks are and for me to have control. Now, you're making him drive every single day, Saucy. Why don't you drive? Because when you drive, guess who's got control of the whole
whip? Would he let you drive?
Even if I did drive, the boys are always excited to drive the big trucks
course,
and everything.
We don't care.
They all want to drive all the time. And, hey, I'll be passenger princess.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy it.
You know what? I agree. If you want to drive, but here's the thing. Three cup holders and you don't get one, he's out of his mind. And you can tell him Allie said that. Does he even have anything in them?
He has his Red Bull.
That's it.
He's only got one drink.
His Red Bull.
So, okay. Does the person driving get the center console and the three cup holders?
Low key, though, at the end of the day, whoever's driving gets full rights. Whoever's driving is the captain of the ship and decides what the music is playing and what we do with the center consoles. I'm sorry.
I am in for a give and take. Mm-hmm. It's either you get the center console or you get control of the radio.
Oh,
which one is it?
No, I think
you can't have
driver.
Both.
Nope. Driver has full domain.
Okay.
Saucy.
414-533-1037. Saucy. I hear you, and DZ does not, obviously,
because
he doesn't have drinks like us and understand how important this is.
I really don't. I don't get in the car with beverages.
Here's what I'm going to say before we take our callers. Even if the person driving gets all the cup holders and the console, which I get when I drive my kids.
That's the captain's chair.
To not offer them makes you the jerk as a person. It's the moral dilemma. So that's why I'm not being a jerk to my kids. I'm not going to go buy them a drink and go, now hold it and that one
now
too.
Now you got to hold it the whole time.
No, I 1,000% will make them hold it the whole time.
Well, okay. I can't wait till Sammy or Danny are in the front seat. Let me see.
Boy, they ain't never riding in no front seat. Are you kidding
they
me?
They will be old enough one day, DZ.
One day.
My point is, yes, you may own it, but you're a jerk if you don't share it. How's that?
Thank you.
How's that?
Nah.
Thank you. You're selfish.
Dang. Hey, selfish don't make you a jerk. Sorry.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it
does.
Yes, it does. Nope.
I'll argue this one all day.
Saucy's trying to mess with us. You know what? Don't take the bait.
Thank you
don't
for trying to
bait.
Get my goat.
You know what, Saucy?
Too late.
You're the jerk. For thinking that you have any access to cup holders in someone else's work truck.
I love you too, DZ.
Well, even after his wrong answer. Okay, Saucy, love you.
Exactly.
Bye.
Love you. Bye, guys.
People are texting in. DZ, wait till those boys are older. You lose all rights in the car. I don't listen. We do fight over the radio sometimes, like, you know, and I'm like, oh, no, no.
I can only imagine.
You can imagine.
Oh, I can only imagine what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. I'm just being petitious right now, y'all.
Well, Rick from Milwaukee said, jerk, driver gets the radio, but the cup holders are split. That's the thing. The fact that the guy's saying he gets all three cup holders is really getting me going.
I'm trying to imagine the work truck, and I'm trying to I'm sure I can,
bro.
The cup holders must suck. Period. They must suck.
No, it's like I had this happened in the back of my car where there's two. If you put the cup holder thing down in the middle,
the armrest.
And there's one of us bigger than the other. So one time I put a coffee in there that didn't fit. And it
spilled.
Flew.
Yep.
And I was like, how can these not suction?
You know
my
them
cup?
Giant big gulp cups. Mm-hmm. Oh, bro, I'm almost willing to bet that Saucy be loading up that giant big
Atta
gulp
girl.
Cup. And then yeah, that's hard. That's gonna tip over. That's gonna annoy me because then the work truck is dirty and we gotta clean that out. Your drink, we got to clean out.
All right, the texts are going crazy. We'll talk to you guys next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Dawn and Muskego talked to you and added a middle name, which is not your middle name. She added Marie. She said, D. Marie Z.
Hey, yo. Wait,
that is what is wrong with the world. world, give a holder to your passenger.
Not the Marie, not the middle name.
She gave you the D. Marie Z.
She gave me her middle name.
I was dying.
All right.
So Saucy Sandra called in and asked, who's the jerk? Because her work truck, she's a landscaper. Mm-hmm. And so the guy that drives the big work truck, they have three cup holders and a big center console, and he wants
all three cup holders and the center console.
And she's like, no. And I
and the radio.
I think he's a jerk. But let's go to the phones. Should we start with one of the regulars?
Yeah.
Let's start with Ryan in Calabama. I mean, come on. I'm dying to see if he's going to go against his homie.
It really feels on how he woke up this morning, because it could go either way.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, 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 you heard Saucy on the phone. Who's the jerk? Because we all know it's the guy.
Mm. Wow, we all know that Saucy can be a jerk sometimes.
Who asked you, Ryan?
Case, I mean, she is not. The dude's a jerk for trying to take over the truck.
Okay.
I agree.
I get he's a passenger princess, but that doesn't mean that you got to take over the truck.
It's too much. Trying to take over three cup holders and the center console, now you're just being a jerk.
And what's the story? Yeah. Why do you need all three cup holders? I get
because
it now.
They're trying to mess with her.
It's your domain.
You're being a jerk.
You're driving.
You're not trying to make anyone's life better. You're just trying to make everybody irritated.
If I was working with Saucy, I'd want four cup holders. So...
Just to make sure she got to hold all her drinks.
Listen, I don't work with Saucy. I sometimes use all four in my car.
That's what I'm saying, G. People come with that many drinks.
I know.
I am surprised that you don't use them every day, Allie, the way I watched you walk into the studio.
I do. It is every day, Ryan.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like I'm being nice when I give my children one, because I already have four drinks.
But do you want to? But do you want to?
No, but I do, because I'm not a jerk.
See, you don't want to, and he doesn't have to. He's standing on business and he's being 10 toes. You can't call him a jerk for that.
Why this guy?
He's a jerk.
Ryan says he's a jerk. Bye, DZ.
Love you, Ryan.
Love, bro.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Peace.
Anna texted in Milwaukee, big fat jerk.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the fat part.
Carl in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. My car, my cup holders.
Thank you, Carl.
If I want to share, then you're blessed. Hold your cup. Ha ha. Carl.
Somebody gets it. If I want to share, you're blessed. It don't make me a jerk.
Get out of here.
I want my drinks.
Because you gave me one cup holder out of three I owe you. Forget
you. You're blessed.
You.
Like Carl said, you're blessed. Be thankful.
Why don't you, what's next? This too shall pass? You going to do another motivational quote next?
Hang in there. Better times and days ahead.
I can't stand you now. All right, go to the back to the phones. Forget it. Nikki's in West Dallas. I can't. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Is the guy Saucy works with a jerk for taking all three cup holders and the center console?
He's a jerk.
Thank you.
The center console, I understand. Because if my arm is on it, keep your arm off.
Thank you. Yep.
Not if it's huge, though. Why can't we both have our arm on it if it's big?
We don't know how big this guy is. Let's be honest. The bigger the dude, the bigger the space you need. And if you just like being a little wide when you drive, man, I'm wide when I drive. That's just how it is. My car, my drive. If I'm on the steering wheel, get up off my center console.
You guys are so wrong. Anyway, what you were saying, Nikki.
You get that top corner, maybe. You're blessed. Be thankful.
I understand what DZ is saying about you don't know how big the guy is, but... Still, the center console is the driver's. The cup holder should be shared. This is a work vehicle, not his own vehicle.
True.
So you're in your workspace that you have to share with others. So share your cup holders.
It's a community space at the end of the day.
Yeah, stop making sense.
Because it's a work truck. Whoever texted in, driver picks the music, passenger shuts his cake hole. Forget you guys.
Thank you, texter.
It better be Allie and DZ then. That's all I got to say.
That's the only request.
I'll make you shut your cake hole if it's not.
Yeah, music, when I'm in the car with my kids, if it's my vehicle, we're listening to my music.
Yeah, no question.
If I'm in the car with my kids, in their vehicles, then I'm stuck listening to their music, and then I'm, suffering.
You know.
Whoever texted in toxic masculinity, I don't think this is toxic masculinity. I think it's just a guy being a jerk to a female.
I think it's just a guy being a jerk. I feel like he'd do it to a guy too. I don't think it's got nothing to do with Saucy.
I don't think it's because Saucy's a female. I think it's because she's spicy.
Yeah.
She's zesty.
She's saucy.
That's why. Of course, she's saucy. Thank you.
DZ, you sound like you're moving over to he's a jerk.
He is.
No, wait, no. Not the jerk. Not the jerk.
You just said it.
Bye, Nikki.
Nikki, you're a genius. Love you. Thanks for calling.
You guys have a good day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.
Whitney and Racine texted in to 414-533-1037 said, Big Jerk, would you rather I accidentally spill my drink all over the place or just share one? Okay.
If the drink's spilling anyway, though, she's got to take... Man, listen, if your drink's spilling every time it's in that cup holder because it's not a good size, you cannot use the cup holder.
Oh, this is genius. Whoever said Saucy should get a booster seat that has cup holders for herself so she can sit in the booster seat.
Why y'all got a gun on Saucy's height
it's
like that?
It's not even like it's a bad idea because she's tiny.
Oh, y'all know she's short.
And she lost all that weight. She's little.
That's somebody that knows her. Ain't
she
no way.
She could totally get a freaking kid.
Put Saucy in the car seat, dog.
With cup holders.
Problem solved. I know this wasn't about solutions, but Saucy, problem solved.
I love this so much. Okay, last but not least, he is on day 5. Welcome to the Regulars Club. We do have some. Do we have anyone in Tosa?
In Tosa?
Wait.
Are you our first Tosa?
Oh my gosh. Brandon in Wauwatosa. Good morning.
Yo, yo. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
But yeah, this guy is a jerk.
Thank
man.
You.
You gonna sweep
you.
It out? It is a jerk.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Look, I mean, I understand. You know, the city council. You know, you in the community, a community vehicle. You working together. You got to share.
True.
Got to share, man.
I'll give you that. I will give you that.
She sent me a picture of her drink. It is a big one, but it fits.
That's a giant cup. That bad boy's falling.
Sausage need a booster seat. That got me rolling right now.
Well, it was a good visual. And you know what I'm talking
bro,
about.
Saucy's 5 foot nothing.
Oh,
bro.
And she said the guy driving is not big. He's tiny, 160 soaking wet.
Aww.
I didn't think he was that short, but now I do.
Now, Saucy's tiny.
I was imagining some 6'5", 300 pounder. Nah, bro. But
boy, the guy driving
elbow.
Is 160, and Saucy's probably 120. Let's be real. She's 5 feet tall.
Yeah. Saucy, you drive
overall,
today.
Overall, yeah. You got to share it. You guys are in the work. You're working together.
Yeah.
Why are you starting up something in the morning? Like this. You can work together, you know?
The logic of the work truck is fair, man. Yeah. If it was my car, different rules, but it's a shared space. It's
Ooh,
a shared space.
Saucy's people are texting in. Eden in Waukesha said, I'm friends with Saucy. I work at the gas station she buys her coffee from. It's a normal size cup, and he's a massive jerk for being a guy who thinks he can run the show.
They be coming in for her defense. Let me stop talking. I didn't know Saucy had hitters like
Saucy
that.
Saucy loves that we said she should get a booster seat. She's messaging me as we're talking about her. She said, that's the best of booster seat. Dude, we could get her one. Let's
What's
do
up?
It.
Let's get buy it on Amazon. Why
Who
not?
Who needs a bike drive when you can do a booster seat drive?
No, we need the bikes.
We need the bikes.
Brandon. Right,
thanks for calling, Brandon.
Thank you guys. Y'all have a great day. Listen. Just be careful and always do your best.
Thank
you. Oh, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you. You got your own theme song.
Words.
We'll get it on tomorrow for you, okay?
Got you, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Whew.
That is it.
Wow.
The guy driving's the jerk for taking all three cup holders.
Sweet jerk at that.
Big, thank you, because I would have lost my mind if you guys went any other way, because I am very passionate about the cup holders like Saucy.
Is it too late to change my answer? I don't want nobody at
DZ.
My neck. I don't want nobody at my neck. Saucy, you're not the jerk. We love you. Mwah.
Thank you. There you go. Fantastic. You ready to give away some tickets?
Yes.
Because we have been sending you to haunted houses this week. We're sending you to The Hill Has Eyes in Franklin. 4 passes into the haunted house if you're brave enough.
You trying to do that right now?
Yeah, let's do it. You're going to be going to The Hill Has Eyes, 414-533-1037. Let's go with caller 35. Trauma memory unlocked.
I don't like that for you.
I don't
me.
Either. It had been a long time since anybody had said these words to me. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Brian, my tennis instructor.
Uh-oh, call him by his name.
Yeah. There's only, 5 or 6? How many of us are in the class? 5? 5 ladies.
Okay.
It worked out for us, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, men can join, obviously. But, DZ, I played tennis in high school. I did a lot of sports.
Right.
But tennis was one of the sports that, I'm going to be honest, I enjoyed.
You liked it.
I swam. It was fine. I played basketball. It was fine. I played softball. It was fine. I loved tennis. I liked playing
it. You were really sportsy.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did all that.
Oh, I did a lot of sports. And I swam my whole life. So I was competitive swimming from 6 to 16.
I didn't know that.
So if I had to swim, I had to do practice every single day. Meant if I was doing basketball or softball, I would have to then go to swim practice in the morning before school.
Yep.
And then I'd do 2-a-days basically.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that was my life. I was, dude.
Oh, I get it. I did 2-a-days through
college. I didn't
college.
Like it, but I did it. You were an athlete in college. Yeah, I wasn't.
Fair enough.
There's a difference. Anyway, so I love tennis. So I'm taking this class at the Princeton Club. And the instructor, you know what he said to me yesterday?
What?
I almost fell over and I realized I'm traumatized and I've never... He was telling us what we were going to do in the class.
Okay.
And we're all standing there and he's like, so then you guys are going to go over here and then somebody's going to hit it here. And then the first person to get 2 points is going to switch sides. And he's explaining the drill we're about to do. And he goes, and if you can't do that, then laps for everybody.
No. He ain't say laps.
He said laps for everybody. And he goes,
My back tingled.
I kid you not. The second he said that, it was like someone had punched me in the throat. Like I was like, and he goes, I'm just kidding. And I go,
no, you're not.
That wasn't funny. And I go, and everybody started laughing. I go, you just unlocked a core traumatic memory. The amount of years, I can't even say it, on the line like that during basketball.
You hear the whistle.
Everybody on the line.
On the line.
You know somebody messed up and you're all running.
Yeah.
So I'm getting goosebumps now. I'm so traumatized from sports.
Yeah.
Everybody on the line. Like he said, everybody, laps for everybody. I went,
On the line is a core trigger for me for sure.
God.
On the line.
Realize how traumatized I was by some of these sports things where they made us run.
Get to running. Laps. You know what's one
I'm
that triggers me?
Traumatized all over again.
Other football players might understand this,
what?
Bro. If you were to ever say, get them chopping.
What's that? What's that mean?
That means we're about to do some up-downs.
Oh, God. Up-downs are like burpees or what?
Yes, but just fast.
Oh, God.
Like, up-downs is like, you go hit, and you got to throw your body on the ground and stand up super fast. Hit, throw your body on the ground, stand up super
fast.
That's
what they do to football players?
That's an up-down. And I can't do it right now because I'm still healing from surgery.
Yeah.
But if my coach would say, get them chopping, that means we're about to be doing a lot of up-downs in a row.
Guys, what are you traumatized from? And it can be sports or not sports, but the second everybody thought it was funny, and I even laughed, but I was like, no, but really,
not really though.
Can you never joke about that again?
I laughed, but I laughed in anxiety.
Nor did I realize how triggered I was going to be at that moment, but I was like, I knew he was joking, and I know they can't make me run as an adult, but I was like,
you felt like they could. You felt like they could, though. Because think about it. If our trainers, being at the Princeton Club, if Jeremy were to be like, we're going to do laps, I'd have to listen.
That's what I'm saying.
We train with him for a reason. He's clearly doing something logical for me.
If the tennis instructor was serious, I would have done it.
I would have done the laps.
I would have cried, but I would have done it.
And as an adult, I would have been like, oh, man, I shouldn't have to do laps no more. I'm a father. I'm a grown man.
I'm paying for this class. I got to do laps.
You do laps.
I guess a trainer is the same thing. I'm paying for this trainer. And
I got to do laps.
This doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm getting at.
While it was somewhat funny, I'm half joking, half not. And I told him that. And I said, dude,
You unlock
a core trauma memory I've pushed down when he said laps for everybody at my tennis class.
When was the last time you genuinely heard somebody say laps?
Was high school.
Right?
Yeah, when I did sports. When I was in basketball would have been in high school, and that was on the line!
Come on,
everybody!
Dog.
And you knew your coach was mad.
It's been 15, 20 years for us, dog. Like, I ain't heard get him chopping in a very long time.
Talking about it's giving me the ick.
Let's do it. I know, listen, there's safe words, and then there's trauma words. We're talking trauma words.
Trauma words.
This ain't
laps.
Pineapples.
Laps for everybody.
This ain't pineapples. This ain't a safe word. This is laps for everybody. This is get them chopping. This is on the line.
Yes.
What words or sentences trigger that past memory from you, bro?
Somebody texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. They said, I definitely have trauma from the do laps comment, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, making us climb the rope and run the mile. And gym.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, the mile and gym.
If
I
hear the pacer
test,
this is the pacer test.
I wanted to die.
We are going to
test. They still do those.
Bruh, they stop for a minute. They stop for a little bit. Oh, gosh.
All right.
Too many words and too many comments,
trauma,
too many
core
traumas.
Memory unlocked.
I got the list.
The phones are ringing. We're going to talk to you guys next. Who's traumatized? Hi, it's me, 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I was just telling DZ. At tennis class yesterday, I love my class. I love my instructor. But he jokingly said, if you can't do this, laps for everybody. And the second he said laps for everybody,
Shivers.
It was like a chill down my spine. I was re-traumatized from basketball and all the sports I did of the days of on the line because you knew you were running and the coach was angry and you knew you were about to die.
You ever did gassers?
No, what's that?
Ugh.
Do I want to know?
Traumatized. Gassers is like when you're running baselines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But gassers are in football are just hash back.
It's like a ladder?
Exactly. Hash back, center back. other hash back, other sideline back, and then, you know, all the way back.
Well, somebody texted in and said, OMG, yes, Allie, same here. On the line, on basketball court, or suicide laps on the soccer field. Oh, my God. I was all traumatized, too.
Yes, or suicide, same thing.
Erica in West Dallas said the word presentation still sends chills down her spine, like having to do a presentation.
Ooh.
I get that as a kid.
From school, yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to people. Maddie's in Kenosha. We'll start with her. Hi, Maddie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got trauma unlocked when he jokingly said laps for everybody yesterday, and I'm still cringing at the thought of it. Like, what's your trauma word or saying?
Oh, my gosh. So I was not a sportsy girl.
That's okay.
I was more of like the theater choir type of kid.
Heard.
And whenever we were doing shows, whenever somebody said like something in five, we would always have to say thank you five or like thank you ten.
Oh, for the reminder.
So they knew
that you heard.
Yeah, so they knew that we were listening. So whenever anybody is like, hey, you've got 5 minutes, or hey, you've got 10 minutes, I like, without blinking, I have to say, like, thank you five.
And it's like a cult.
And you're in it.
Literally. Oh, literally. Oh,
thank you, funny. 10.
And it's just, like, such, like a trauma.
Yeah, it's ingrained.
Yeah, it's ingrained in you.
It's partially PTSD.
And then whenever I say it around people PTSD, that are theater kids, mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever I say it around kids, like people that are theater kids, they're like,
you too?
No.
You too?
Yeah.
And then y'all nerd out. Oh my God, did y'all do Fiddler on the Roof also?
Yeah, that was my first show.
Thank you, Tim.
My dog. Oh, Maddie. Well, we won't say that to you anymore, okay? So when you call in, I won't even go there.
But you've got 5 minutes, okay?
Stop it, DZ.
Oh, thank you, five.
Okay, bye, Maddie. See? She did it. She can't even not do it.
I couldn't hold it. I had to.
Oh, my gosh. Megan and Muskego texted in. DZ mentioning the Pacer fitness test in gym definitely triggered a trauma response. That was some sick kind of torture for kids.
Hurt your soul. I couldn't do a pull-up to save my life, and I definitely couldn't do no Pacers.
I still can't do a pull-up, and I go to the gym every day, so whatever, dude.
You're trying to tell me I was fat.
Courtney's in Racine, and I just want to shout out to whoever texted in. They said their core trauma is when they hear their first and middle name. If anybody says, Sarah Lindsay, she said she has a panic attack.
Okay. You're in trouble.
Hey, Courtney in Racine.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I got triggered yesterday when they said laps for everybody, jokingly, and it took me back to my sports trauma as a kid.
Shivers on the laps, baby.
What's yours?
As a former soccer player, whenever our coach would say, leave the cleats at home and bring your running shoes, you knew it was suicides all day.
And suicide drills, they don't call them that anymore, but we know what that means,
what it means.
That's running like crazy.
A lot of laps, a lot of back and forth, and a lot of sweat, and a lot of hurting.
Exactly.
Listen, I want my cleats.
You're the worst.
I want to keep my cleats. Coach, please.
And to say don't even bring your cleats, that would make me want. I would be like, I'm sick.
That means you're in the gym.
That means you're not playing soccer that day.
There is no soccer being had.
Oh, God.
You knew. Oh, I was sick that day for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know when we
did have people do that. Well, that said, I can't make it today, and we had to do two laps for everyone that didn't show.
And by the way, to make the anxiety worse, you also knew because they told you to leave the cleats at home when you lost the game the day before, which meant you were spending 24 hours stressed out about the fact that you. Speaking of anxiety, you were then stressed out till practice the next day.
There's no recovery because you're not going to recover.
You guys, we never talk. I got to go to therapy and talk about these things. It's all happening on the air right now.
They're sports therapists for a reason.
I need to talk about these things.
And it's not even just all. I know we've gotten into like heavy sports here, but with the theater kids, with the school in general, bro, you can say plumb bob to me and me not get PTSD scared about failing a math class.
Oh.
Me neither. My teacher in college, and I mean, shout out Lakeland, but I had a teacher that would explain math things with a plumb bob, and I had to ask what a plumb bob was, and even after he explained, it didn't make sense.
I still don't know what that is.
It's basically a weight on a string that tests the straightness of something.
Oh.
It's so old school, nobody knows what it is anymore.
I don't know what that is.
It's going to PTSD me till the day I die. I found a plumb bob in our basement when we bought our house, and I can't touch it. I can't touch it.
Because you're traumatized.
I haven't touched it. I'm like, nope, that's going to be there forever.
I had a bad experience with one of those. No.
Plumb bobs hurt me. Nope.
Well, thanks for calling, Courtney. Love you. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
DZ, Eric and Hartford texted in stairs in wrestling.
Mm.
Did they make you run stairs? I don't want to know.
don't go there. I had actually kept that one in the box. Why'd you have to say stairs?
We're talking about what basically triggers a trauma response. Maybe you don't realize the core memory. Don't cry.
I might start crying when you said stairs and wrestling because I'm wearing a trash bag. I got hoodies on.
That's how I felt when they said laps for everybody at tennis. I thought they were serious for half a second. I almost cried.
Mommy.
Maya.
Come get me, mommy.
Maya's at East Troy, last but not least. Hi, Maya.
Maya, come get us, Maya.
Good morning.
We're talking about trauma. She said hers does not have to do with sports, though, right?
Then what's it have to do with?
Does it?
Yeah. When I was like, I don't know, like around five, my aunt and uncle took me to my first haunted house.
Oh, they say less. I already know. They traumatized you.
Yeah, you know what, girl? We're on the same boat.
Who takes a five-year-old to a haunted house?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Her aunt and uncle, that's
it. My uncle was carrying me through the corn maze.
Oh, God.
And a clown got down like to my left. Of where he was like holding me
in your face.
And he jumped out of the corn maze in my face.
Yep. God. Trauma. Clowns.
I have been terrified of clowns ever since.
I bet.
My uncle did punch him in the face.
Oh, he held you down at least.
That's amazing.
That didn't help the trauma though, did it? It was already set.
It was done.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And then the rest of the night I was absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
I'm 27 now and I'm still terrified.
But at least you know where it comes from.
Some people never have that knowledge of where that comes
from. Yep, yeah, you
yes,
know.
You know.
And
you
know.
Well, yeah, send them the bill for therapy.
Houses, well, blame the cool Titi and uncle, bro. It's their fault, not yours.
They're crazy. They probably didn't have kids. They didn't know better.
Exactly.
Bunch of dummies.
They didn't have kids,
they
did they?
They didn't know.
Did they have kids?
Did they?
No. They had a daughter younger than me.
Oh, they're really crazy.
So they didn't have
they're
kids at the time.
Their minds.
They didn't have kids at the time. That's exactly what it was, bro. Figured it out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
By the way, don't forget to save your bikes because we're having a bicycle drive in less than how many weeks? Wait, what day is today? October 8th.
Today's the 8th.
Two and a half weeks. October 25th. We're going to be at the Pick and Save on Miller Parkway, aka Brewers Boulevard now.
Yep, 2201.
And we're going to be collecting bikes for kids and adults. So save them and donate them that day. We'll have more info as it gets closer. Okay, DZ, what are you dreaming about over there?
I don't even know.
What?
But my dreams have been oddly affecting me. One in particular got me good yesterday.
Why? What is it?
I couldn't tell you the exact context of the dream, but it was like a hangover type dream. You ever seen the movie The Hangover?
Excuse me.
Okay, great.
Don't ask me questions you already know the answer to.
Fair enough.
Have I ever seen The Hangover?
Touche. It was hangover-esque, right? I couldn't tell you what we were doing in the dream.
Who were you with?
You were there. Friends were there.
Hell yeah, I was there because I'm fun.
We were vibing, right?
Yeah.
But we're getting in a taxi, and I'm like, oh, man, y'all, like, I look over to everybody and I'm like, y'all, I got a hangover, man. Like, my head hurts so bad. It's crazy. Ow. Like, we got to go get some. In the dream. I'm in the dream going, ah, oh, my head hurts so bad. This hurts.
Really?
And then we are, all right, cool. Let's go get it, you know, a taxi to go get you some medicine. So we all pile into this taxi.
How many of us are there?
Too many people to fit in this taxi.
There was a lot of people. Okay.
We get in this taxi and I'm like, dude, this headache is killing me. And the driver looks over and is like, oh, that's because of last night. He was like, I've been sitting here waiting for you guys, blah, 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 going crazy. It's Ben Stiller with a face tattoo.
Ben Stiller? With a face tattoo?
All Mike Tyson-esque, bro.
But it's
like the Louis Vuitton sparkles on his face. And I'm like, oh, this is a dream, right? The second I saw Ben Stiller.
You were in the dream in the dream?
The second I saw Ben Stiller.
How do you do that?
Ben Stiller was our Uber, bro. That's how I knew.
But you had the awareness while you were asleep to know you were in a dream?
I'm a very lucid dreamer.
That's crazy,
DZ. Very lucid dreamer.
Okay, go on.
So in this dream, I go, wait a second. You're Ben Stiller. And he's like, and he has this like moment of realization, and then I snap out of the dream. I wake up, right? But I wake up with a dang hangover headache. Now I'm awake in real life.
You woke up from my dream.
Okay.
So you think your dream became true.
My dream.
I'm saying it's the opposite from hearing this. I think you had a headache and the dream picked that up.
And the dream picked it up.
Yeah.
And told me, oh, it's a hangover.
Which is even weirder that you'd have a headache while you're sleeping.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense either.
Thank you. Because I didn't have a headache when I went to bed. Not to say a headache can't progress or develop as you're sleeping. But
how did it start in your...
It started because we were drinking. We were slamming beverages.
Wait, were you sleepwalking and drinking?
No way.
Are you sure?
I mean, I guess.
Did you drink a whole bottle of tequila last night?
Ain't no way. Chill out. I wouldn't be standing like this, bro. I'll tell you that.
All right, fine. Fair enough.
But my dream translated to real life, and I went, there's no way. And you know how there's different headaches in your life, right? You got stress headache, tension headache, or just regular headache, hangover headaches.
Mm-hmm.
This was a verified, certified hangover headache where I was like, dude, I looked at Aaron, my wife, and said, I feel like I've been drinking, and I was drinking a lot in our dream.
So weird.
Very weird.
You have a very powerful mind, though. Are you sure you didn't convince yourself you felt that way after you had the dream because you were so in the moment of the mind? Like, what if you were still sleeping?
I woke up looking for Ben Stiller and went, ow, my head, though. Like,
that's so weird.
I woke up like, oh, I was dreaming. And rather than waking up and just being okay, like, my head immediately started pounding. Like, headache pounding, hangover pounding.
What did you do?
I took medicine.
Yeah.
I was like, I went into hangover mode. Yeah. I was like, well, let me drink some water and take some ibuprofen. Hopefully I'm okay.
That is weird that you woke up with a hangover like you were actually drinking.
The whole day. I had a headache the whole day
I
was hungover, dog.
All right, 414-533-1037. Has this ever happened to you guys? Somebody texted into that and said, I also have repetitive dreams of places that I go and visit. That's
weird.
Carl and Indy.
Weird. That's
strange.
Somebody
said, I've had that happen. Usually it's that I have to pee in my dream. Oh, I've had that.
That.
Where you think you have to go to the bathroom and you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I really do. And my dream was making me think I had to go.
You sitting there thinking you swimming in the ocean. Really, you just pee in the bed.
Who texted in, I love, love, love dreaming. It's my whole new life when I go to sleep at night. Every night I remember my dreams. Well, I have a lot of nightmares, so I'm very happy for you. If all your dreams are this fluffy and nice, you're not getting hangovers like DZ.
Living in the clouds, bro.
Give me a break.
It was a just fine dream until Ben Stiller woke me up with a headache.
Weird.
I don't know what else to say, man. I got a gripe against Ben Stiller now because he gave me a hangover headache.
Really weird. All right. The phones are ringing. We're going to talk to you guys next. Don't go anywhere. We've got tickets for you to go to Cirque du Soleil in less than 5 minutes. Less than five. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. DZ is somehow conscious in his dreams, and it blows my mind that you can be awake in your dream. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know. It's like weird. Like almost like an astral projection type deal, you know? Well, out-of-body experience where you're like, oh, I'm dreaming. And I know it. If you can stay asleep, it's beautiful to walk that plane.
Dude, let's go to Sophie in Milwaukee. Sophie said she remembers her dreams.
Sophie, morning.
Good morning.
You have this problem like DZ? No.
Sophie? She said no.
Oh, thanks for calling. Okay, bye. What the hell?
No, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what happens when you dream? What happens, Sophie?
So, okay, I've always heard the thing of, like, if you're in your dream and you start making your way to the bathroom or you see a toilet, like, you're done for because you're going to use the bathroom in real life.
Yep, I've heard that.
So, my dreams will put in, like, the craziest obstacles so that I don't make it to the toilet. Like, I had one where I was on my way to the bathroom. I finally sit down. I'm on the toilet. I look up, and the bathroom was a staff meeting.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She said, wait a second. This is not the stall I walked into.
Take it back.
Pull my pants up. Oh. You probably stopped yourself from peeing, though. I ain't gonna lie.
That's funny.
Right. I've had somewhere like every single stall has like a monster that I need to fight off. Or the hallway just keeps getting longer and longer. Like, it's always something, so I don't make it.
Endless hallway, and she's just running.
That's crazy.
And she wakes up and goes, ooh, I gotta pee.
That's weird.
Yep,
I've had the one where you think you're falling and your foot, kicks out, where my foot kicking woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
That one I've had before.
That sleep fall?
But I haven't had one of those in years, anyway. All right, well, hope you and DZ have great dreams tonight, since you're the only ones remembering them. I have no idea. Have a great day, Sophie.
Appreciate you, Sophie.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Mike's in Waukesha, and he says he wants to talk about dreaming as well.
Okay, Mike.
Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, I know what I'm dreaming. It's weird.
Lucid.
Like, I know when I'm dreaming, and okay. I can be, like, in a fight or something, and I'd be like, I can fight back however I want. This isn't even going to hurt or anything, you know? Like, it's wild.
You and DZ knowing you're dreaming blows my mind, like, how you're conscious in your dream. Like, how? Yeah. I don't understand. That's
Mike,
crazy.
Can you punch as hard as you can punch in real life in your dreams? Because I cannot.
Well, see, then we go back to your other talk about, like, the PTSD. So I remember, like, I used to get picked on a lot in middle school.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. People mad I'm stealing their girl or something. Whatever. Like, I would always get picked on, and I never used to fight back. And then when I got in high school, I did.
Bet.
But, like, my dreams, when I fight in my dream, it's like I'm stuck in middle school. Where it's like I can't do anything about it, but I know I'm dreaming. It's
He's
weird.
A kid,
dude,
just...
that's your trauma. Yep. You need to go to therapy and to be like, I'm dreaming all my trauma, and I don't know what to do with it.
That part
of
it.
It's wild.
Funny.
But, like, I always worry about, like, sleep talking, too. Like, you know, you don't, like, consciously think about, like, exes or anything or, like, other women. Like, I try
not.
Oh,
you're
not,
worried
like, you, know
you might say something but, about like, somebody
I'm
else
like,
with
I'm
your
like,
wife?
I'm like, bro, if I sleep talk, I'm waking up with a black eye and a broken leg. Like, this ain't going to be good.
He said, like, I don't know what I'm dreaming
weird.
About.
So I'm in the dream. I have a faithful conscience in my dreams, too. Like, if there's ever, like, temptation and stuff, like, I know I'm married in my dreams. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I know,
lit.
Like,
yeah.
what's up? It's weird. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you, man. That's what's up.
Yeah,
sure.
I need to stop eating so many peanut butter cups before I go to bed or something. I tell you what, them Aldi peanut butter cups get me every time.
Mike,
chocolate
you're still
will
skinny.
Make you dream crazy.
I've seen you. If you can eat peanut butter cups before bed and still be skinny, live your life, okay? I'm jealous, quite frankly. Live your life, Mike.
Thank
right.
you, Ari.
Love
I'll talk
you.
To you guys later.
Later, man. Love, peace.
You know what I mean? I'm
I know
like,
exactly what
please,
you mean.
Please keep eating those peanut butter cups, Mike.
They do say that what you eat right before you go to sleep technically should and could and does affect your dreams.
What do you mean?
Chocolate will make you dream crazier. People have said peanut butter will make your dream crazier.
Really?
If you
Why?
Drink milk before bed, your dreams are supposed to be like more calm or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard a bunch of different stuff. Mm. And it could be all old wives' tales, Latino things that you hear through the grapevine.
Superstitions and whatnot.
Yes,
yep.
Exactly.
Somebody texted in, I remember the most vivid dreams during my pregnancy. Yeah, I could see that. They said, I haven't had a memorable dream since giving birth 8 months ago.
Wow.
The hormones will do that, you know? You got a lot of stuff going. Your body's different when you're pregnant.
Congrats on the baby, though.
And then Carly and Racine said, I've had some reoccurring dreams since I was a kid.
I hate reoccurring dreams.
One specifically is that a miniature David Bowie lived in my basement. What? These are, we got to do recurring dreams one day, because that's funny. I've never had a recurring dream, someday we'll talk about it.
All of my recurring dreams are nightmares, unfortunately.
Amen. or the only recurring dream I ever had, we're going to give away tickets, don't worry, was when I first started in radio, and they called them, before we had computers that had all our music, mm-hmm. I would wake up all the time thinking there was dead air.
Oh, yes.
The dead air dreams, we used to call them.
I've had some dead air dreams.
Well into, because you can accidentally leave the computer in manual once in a while, mm-hmm. which could result in the radio station going off the air. So as a radio DJ, I know we've all had these dead air dreams, yes. where you wake up and the station's off. It's so scary.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway.
And then you're on the toilet at the same time, and it makes it worse, man.
Totally. Oh my gosh. All right, let's give away these tickets, okay? 414-533-1037. You are going to go to Cirque du Soleil at the Miller High Life Theater. Four tickets to Twas the Night.
Get ready for Christmas, because it's already out
here.
Oh
yeah, it's happening November 29th. So we'll take caller 29. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Well, 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 DZ. You ever think that you're so right? Or when you're really just so wrong and you convince yourself to the point where you're now lying to people because you've convinced yourself you're right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, all the time.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, when I spend money.
Thank you. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. DZ.
When I'm at the store and go, we don't need to buy this, but we're gonna.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm gonna go a step deeper. And let me tell you the story about somebody convincing themselves they're so right when they're so wrong. My son, Owen.
Oh, this is, ooh, Owen.
Let me stand up. Oh, by the way, congratulations to our winner of the Cirque du Soleil tickets. I'm sorry. I should have said that, because people are calling for that. It's over. We gave them away.
Yeah, you missed it. Sorry.
We gave them away. Elena.
You read the name. I did.
I know. I'm sorry. She's gonna kill me now.
You won and you're cool. We love you.
We love you. Okay. So anyway, my son is going to be 14 on the 25th, on the day of our bike drive.
Yeah.
And Owen, I had to pick him up from school to take him to the doctor the other day. He had like a 2 p.m. So I pick him up, he gets in the car, and he starts telling me how he got an 80% on this math assignment that they have to do on the program Alex. Alex is like a math program on their Chromebooks.
Oh, like an online thing?
Yeah, it's an app.
But he got 80%?
But it's a math app.
That's good.
No.
What you mean? That's a B.
No. First of all, Owen was the one who was in advanced math 2 years ago. Let's not forget. Owen is a math kid.
Is he not in advanced math no more?
No, he didn't want to. So I said, fine, you can be in regular math. Okay, I'm not going to push you.
But he could have, but he didn't want to.
He didn't want to. That being said, he got in the car and said, I only got 80%. Listen to this, Mom. And he starts going on and on, and I was half listening like a parent, but I was listening, and he goes, and then I found out that I only got 80% done, and that there was no longer a chance that the school cut me off. The school cut me off from logging in to finish my work. I go, and this is where
it's like a glitch in the system.
The mom brain went, math ain't mathin', pun intended.
Yeah, I see what you
did
there.
The math ain't mathin' on this one, my guy.
The math is mathin' to me. He was doing it 80%, and then the system cut him off.
He's a liar, let me tell you why, and I busted him lying.
What you mean?
But in his mind, he had convinced himself he was so right, you guys. He was telling me that, you know, the school has cut them off, and I go, well, why would the school cut you off? Well, we can't answer the problems anymore. So I started breaking it down. I go, well, how many problems? He said, well, we were supposed to do 25% a week. I go, haha, here it is.
Oh.
I go, how long did you have to do the assignment? So you had 4 weeks. Well, yeah, but we could only do 25% a week. And I go, okay, so you didn't do your work on time.
If you do 25% over 4 weeks, that you equates would have 100. To 100%. I'm not good at math, but I can do that math.
DZ, he's telling me how the school cut him off from the app now, and he can't go back and finish it. But he's leaving out the part about he didn't finish it on time. And I said, well, then let's go to talk to your teacher.
Uh-huh.
Let's have it's conference time. I said, let me go talk to you.
It is conferences. So we got conferences tomorrow.
I know. So I flipped it on him, and I go, you know what? This is messed up. I'm calling the school. This is messed up.
Oh, you were on his side. Then you were like, you know what? Yeah. You got wrong. We're going to make this right.
He was lying. So he kept going on. And I thought, he really believes he is justified.
He thinks
in his
he's
mind,
right.
He thinks he's right, because he's gone so far in his mind to convince himself, because he's scared to tell me.
He has now convinced himself that the school cut him off.
The school's fault. Yeah,
not that
his.
He didn't get it done in time.
DZ,
he missed a deadline. Let's call it what it is. He missed a deadline that and is part. Going... The school cut me off. Can you believe it?
That part.
Okay, I'm listening.
Have kids, they said. Uh-huh. So then I turned to him after I go, let's call, you know, it's conferences. Why don't we go in together? We're going to go talk to your math teacher about this.
Oh, we're going to get this fixed right now.
As soon as I say that, he goes, wait, what?
So we're going to get this fixed. If you got cut off, the school is at fault. Yeah, we're going to fix this for you, Poppy.
Let's email. Let's call. Let's get a conference.
Get in the car.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, Mom? And I go, I'm talking about if they are not letting you finish your work and that's messed up. Let's talk to them.
That's not cool.
Well, Mom, I don't understand. What are you talking? And then he starts making no sense. What are you talking about, Mom?
Start backtracking.
I said, you know what I'm talking about. We're going to go in there and you're going to go in there and ask why you can't finish your assignment.
You're going to tell them what you told me and we're going to explain why you should have time.
And since he didn't want me to do that, he just started saying stuff that was nonsense. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, huh? Mom, what? He's the worst liar ever.
All of a sudden, he wasn't even in math class no more. He was like, no, I was talking about science the whole time, 100%. Actually. Yeah, he started going crazy with it.
I looked at him, DZ, talking about my almost 14-year-old telling me the school cut him off from his math work. They cut him off from the app. It was their fault.
Their fault.
Finally, I said, Owen, call it what it is. You didn't finish your work within the 4 weeks, and you got cut off, and now you got an 80%.
You got jammed up, my boy.
And there are consequences when you don't do your work, and there are consequences when you lie, and right now, you're full of it, dude.
Ugh.
Just say you didn't finish your work, and he kept doing, Mom, what are you talking about? Like, this is why I say there's lying and getting caught and being like, all right, fine, I'm lying. He was so far in his mind.
Was O so gaslit for himself that he was trying to gaslight you?
Yes.
A little bit? 100%. And be like, Mom, you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you.
That's what he would say every time I called him on it.
I've been there.
Where you just keep trying to confuse the person that you're lying to?
He was gaslighting me, little punk. I've absolutely bombed exams.
Little punk.
Right? And told my parents, I'm like, but listen, this wasn't on the study material. Like, we didn't talk any about this in class. It's not in my notes. The teacher put stuff on there that we didn't talk about. I failed it because we never talked about it. No, I wasn't listening. I was probably hollering at some honey or something. Like,
see?
High school? You really think I was listening or paying attention? Come on, son.
And he's an eighth. He's about to go into high school next year. This kid doesn't care. It's just blew my mind. You know, I'm one of those people, I suck at lying. I'm too honest.
Yeah.
I'm a bad liar. Yeah. Like, you're going to know if I'm lying. He is freaking me out because he's doing the opposite where he's going so far. But people, this is what you do when you're lying. A lot of people have to justify it in their heads.
And they will.
And they do.
And rarely if somebody go, I actually was lying. I'm sorry.
He was delusional, but he was telling me it was the school's fault. He couldn't get his math done. I'm like, no, it's your fault. You didn't get the math done. But good story, bro.
You know what? I believe him.
Goodbye.
We'll pull up to the school and make sure they unlock.
Uncle DZ, goodbye.
That kid is perfect. No. He does no wrong.
No, he's not. And it was food truck day yesterday, by the way. I thought of you.
You didn't tell me about food truck day?
He messaged me right in the middle of tennis and said, I need money for the food truck day because they have a food truck day. And everyone at tennis goes, what's food truck day? And I go, where they bring a bunch of food trucks to the high school and the kids get to eat it for lunch. So, yeah.
I missed it.
So that's my Owen update for everybody. He convinced himself that it was not his fault that he didn't finish his work. That's a stretch.
You know what? No.
That's a stretch, man.
Like I told
lying.
You, my nephews are perfect and they do no wrong.
You know what? I can't.
The school cut him off and I am upset for him.
I can't stand you. Goodbye.
I watched him do the work.
DZ,
he should have had 100%.
Stop defending him. Stop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.